Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
All right, welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're back in the studio with Dylan Larson, one of our frequent guests. Thanks for coming back to the program, Dylan.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
And welcome back to DCG. I know that you actually just went on sabbatical, which is a wonderful benefit of being an Intel employee. Are you rested? Are you back? Are you still stressed? What's going on?
I think I'm back. The transition was interesting. They should have a book, The Five Phases of Guilt Associated with Sabbatical. Relief goes to extreme concern that you're still getting paid while doing nothing. And then you move from there to getting over it and just having a good time.
You and your team have been working on the security initiative for the data center for quite a long time, and that's the topic of our interview today. We've had Jeff Casaz on, Jim Green on, Leslie Zhu on in the past talking about security, but I really wanted to do a broader look at why is security so important in the data center. So what response has the industry heretofore delivered before Intel started encoding this into silicon?
Until now, it's been very much a big focus on software to protect software.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been just a continual treadmill of innovation, continual treadmill of patching and defending against these new attacks that are continually on the rise.
And obviously, last year, we started delivering technologies in our Westmere platforms, TXT, AES, and I. Can you tell us what those are?
TXT is really a foundational technology to build trust into the platform. So, and the way you get trust or establish trust is you measure the platform on boot, you measure the platform when software needs to be measured, and you say, this is what I'm at, this is what I'm doing. And then you can compare those measurements against what you're expecting out of your system. So it's about kind of establishing that baseline, and then any deviation from that can cause concern. AES and I is much more about how do I take the standard cryptographic processes and make them faster, more difficult to get around from an attacker's perspective.
So if somebody was doing something like a PGP encryption, that would go much faster.
Absolutely.
Now, AES and I is in our instruction sets, is that correct?
Correct.
And so that's hard-coded into the microprocessor. It just works when we start delivering it.
Absolutely.
TXT needs a little extra work from the ecosystem. Why don't you tell us what exactly is required there?
To establish this baseline of trust, you have to have a series of components that come together that manage the whole platform experience. Things like the microprocessor has an instruction for TXT to kick off the boot sequence. You have to have the firmware, the BIOS that boots the system. That also has to be enabled. Today, most of those BIOS and firmware, while we provide guidance and the detailed documentation, it's implemented by the OEMs who launch their product.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a new piece of hardware on the platform called the TPM, the Trusted Platform Module, which is also from a third-party silicon supplier that has a series of credentials and cryptographic processes for this trust platform.
What's the end customer response been to these technologies? Have they been valuing them in terms of a platform add? Is it something that's a no-brainer? Is, you know, where are they with this?
Yeah, you know, I think security is a no-brainer for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And because the concern is so deep. That doesn't mean they really know what they want. That doesn't mean we have tremendous awareness about what TXT is and what it can do. But you start to tell the story of a platform that enters your data center in a way that's trusted. And you begin to manage your network of servers in a way that builds that trust context into the way you make decisions about managing that infrastructure. And people really do get that.
Sure.
And we've seen really a big interest in government, obviously, and this cloud transformation that we're seeing in IT all over the place is one of the things that is sort of linked closely to this because people are saying, wow, I'm putting more and more into the cloud. So as a result of that, we've seen the cloud operators look at TXT and these trust models for how you manage your infrastructure more effectively with a lot of interest. And we've had a number of POCs running with some large cloud operators to work this into their management processes.
Do you see these security technologies as really critical for enterprises feeling secure enough to, no pun intended, to move forward with cloud bursting architectures for their data centers?
I think that's one of the fundamental ingredients. I think pretty consistently we hear the reason I don't want to use more cloud services for certain enterprises is compliance issues and, you know, how am I going to manage security for my data? And until you get a level of comfort with that, you're going to see a lot of hesitation. But as soon as you can say, look, I am taking the step to establish trust within my data center, I think you're going to see people at least begin to become aware of what's possible.
If our audience wanted to learn more about security, where would they go?
I think the best place to go is the server room on intel.com. Quite a bit of information out there from our partners and our customers in the technology enabling they're doing for their platforms.
Well, I can't wait to actually find out more. I know that there's always more in the works in terms of what's going on in the labs to deliver more capabilities to TXT. So we'll have you back on the program to talk about that. Thanks a lot, Dylan.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.